can't say that to people, Michael. You are so lucky that the principal didn't actually hear you. Yes, I know he said it first, but that's not the point. Anyways, go get cleaned up. I'll have dinner ready soon. Oh, and make sure you've got your stuff packed. Your father will be here tomorrow morning to pick you guys up. Maggie? Maggie, what are you doing? No! Jake! Stop! Dumb boy! No, baby. It's okay, honey. He's just doing a doggy thing. Jake thought that the couch cushion was a girl doggy. Here, let me just get a paper towel and I'll wipe it off. I swear we should have neutered him. Well, he can't really help it, no. Especially since we didn't have him fixed. Fixing a dog is when the vet takes away his balls. That's right. Yes, Maggie, all boys have them. But we don't remove them in human boys. When dogs reach a certain age, just like boys, they start to make sperm in these. These are called testicles. No, it just happens automatically. It's part of the way human bodies are. And so they make all the sperm, see? Which is this wet stuff that was all over the cushion. And they've got to get it out somehow. Well, yeah, if the cushion had been a girl doggy, then Jake would have squirted it inside of her, and then she'd have puppies. It does smell a bit. When boys do it, it can really smell like pool water. No, they like to do it. It feels really good for them. They get to release it all out of their balls, which can get really big and sore if they don't let it out. Oh, the red thing? That's Jake's penis. Yes, but you shouldn't say cock. Or dick, either. Come on. How much of it did you see? You came in here while he was already getting the wet stuff on the cushion. When boy doggies get excited about girl doggies, their penis stiffens and lengthens, and it slides out from in there. Here. That's Jake's sheath. See? Right now, you're just seeing the tip of his penis. Yeah, he's still dripping a little, isn't he? It's okay. I'll clean it up. Just let him stand there and drip. Oh, good thing we've got wooden floors. By the way, have you packed for tomorrow? Oh, good. I wish your brother was half as responsible as you. Yes, but he's not that much younger than you. Yeah, probably. Human boys are a lot different from dogs, though. Dogs don't live as long as people, so they start making sperm a lot sooner. If Michael hasn't started yet, well, I think it'll start pretty soon. No! Definitely not on the cushions, I hope. Okay, honey. I think Jake's all done. Just let me wipe all this up. Aw, poor doggy. We really should have had him neutered. No, Maggie? He's a dog. Yes, and you are a person. A human being. People and animals don't do those sorts of things together. What? It's not normal, all right. You haven't even kissed a boy yet. Shouldn't you be thinking about that instead? I get that you feel bad for him. And yes, we were all curious when we were younger, Maggie, but that's not the point. What if your father found out? Or your brother? He's a dog, Maggie. If he doesn't use the cushions, he'll just find something else. He doesn't need our help. Well, of course. We all did stuff we were ashamed of when we were younger. That doesn't mean anything right now, though, Maggie. You already knew I had three dogs growing up. So what? I did lots of stuff when I was your age that I'm not necessarily proud of. Yes, two of them were males, and what I did with them is not relevant right now. We're talking about you and what I want for you as your mother. Well, that'd be somewhat different. And you just want to watch? Okay. Look, Maggie, if I show you this, you have to understand I'm just doing this because I know your curiosity won't get the best of you if I don't. And I've always believed that giving you and your brother the information that you need will help you to take care of yourselves. Yes, that's one reason we separated. I believe in treating you and Michael as adults, and I believe in being realistic. If I don't teach you, you'll just learn it somewhere else or do it somewhere else. Maggie, touching dogs like I'm going to show you isn't normal, okay? And you cannot tell anybody about it, or you will get me in a lot of trouble. Okay. Go make sure your brother's in the shower. I think I just heard a door shut. Let me just get a towel. Okay. Is Michael showering? Good. Come here, boy. Jakey, come here. Oh. Okay. Come sit here, Maggie. First, see how Jake's balls are dangling? Well, one thing you'll notice is that they will retract and pull against his body as we're doing this. I'm not entirely sure, but you'll see what I mean. Okay, so first, I'm going to squeeze him right here. See how I'm just lightly grabbing this bit by the hole? Only for a second. Then let go. I'm just showing you, remember? Okay, you can hold it, but lightly, okay? Can you feel it start to swell? Good. Now look, his red tip is poking out. Yes, Maggie, his cock. Do not ever let me catch you saying that anywhere else. Now, you see how it's sliding out? Here, let me just move the towel a bit. He's starting to drip. Yes, it is very big. Those purple things, those are the blood vessels to his penis. No, don't touch it. Just watch, remember? You can keep your hand back here on the fur. It is starting to get pretty thick, isn't it? Now, see how I'm moving my hand back and forth? This is called jerking. You see how he's starting to hump our hands? And this stuff that's squirting out, this is called precum. No, he's not actually coming yet, but hopefully he'll start doing it in a minute. Yes, Maggie, boys do jerk off, but Jake can't, so we're helping him. Right, Jakey? No, those aren't his balls, Maggie. See, look back here. His nuts are right here, but they've pulled up close to his body. Yes, they've gotten a lot bigger. Okay, but back to this thing. This is called a knot. Here, let go so I can pop it out of his sheath. Oh, now he's really starting to squirt a bit. Okay, Jake's knot is actually supposed to swell up inside of the female dog he's making babies with. And this will hold him tightly together while he empties his balls inside of her. Oh, okay, yes, you can hold your hand on his knot. Just lightly, okay? You see how swollen he is? Oh, did he squirt a little on you? It is very warm, isn't it? I'm not sure how big it will get. I've never seen Jake's full penis like this, and certainly not with his fat knot popped all the way out like this. When I've seen his penis before, it's just been poking out halfway when he's hot or something. Yes, Maggie, his cock, okay? Now, pay attention. See how Jake's cock is starting to squirt? He's actually shooting so hard, he's missing the towel. Okay, here, let me move it. Okay, now he's coming, darling. Or ejaculating, which is the more polite term. Just keep your warm hand on his knot, and I'll keep gripping the base of his shaft. Okay, while he empties his balls onto the floor. Yes, you see how his balls are pulled tight right now? Here, feel them. Just lightly. Can you feel them throbbing and pumping? They're moving all his doggy sperm out of them for him to squirt out onto the floor. And yes, onto your thighs. He squirted some onto me as well. Well, there are lots of words for it. Some people would say he's nutting, or they might say he's emptying his balls. There's also splooging, busting a nut, blowing a load, and then there's coming, which you've already heard at school, I'm sure. Ejaculation is very important, especially to boys. And it's how babies are made, so humans have invented lots of different ways to talk about it. I don't actually know why it's called a load. I guess it's just because some boys, when they're really excited and horny, they can make a lot of sperm squirt out. Yeah, and we call that their load. Yes, he does look very happy, doesn't he? I'm sure he is. This probably feels really good since Jake doesn't have a girl doggy friend. Yes, his nut is huge and very hard. You can't even fit your hand around it, Maggie. Well, you could, technically. Many girls do. Of course it would. He'd get inside you and start draining himself and swelling up, and then you'd be tied to him until his knot went down. And if you moved around or if he got excited about anything, he could really hurt you. Okay, look at this, Maggie. You see his rectum? See how it's starting to pulsate? Those are called prostatic contractions. This means Jake's nearly done ejaculating. It's a gland that all males have. It's deep inside them next to their bottom. It helps to make their sperm. Yes. He is still squirting a lot, but there's a lot of prostatic fluid in this and less sperm. See it shooting? It isn't as thick or as long as it was before. Look, it's just tiny shots of seed now. Now, keep that hand on his knot and with your other hand just squeeze right here. No, don't jack him, just hold. I'll just go get some more paper. Michael? No, Maggie. No, don't let him run around. Yes, please hold him, like I told you. Michael? Come in here. Dinner's ready. Michael, where are you going? I'm just showing your sister about males. Don't get too excited, son. Yes, that's Jake's penis. And since you have a penis too, there isn't a whole lot for you to learn here. No, is there, young man? Come on, let's get you your dinner. Go sit down. I'll be right there. No, she's not hurting him. We're just helping him out. You look horrified, Michael. Does seeing a penis other than your own really scare you this much? Look, how about this? Maggie, let go of him. Let him just stand there, hopefully. And go wash your hands. Here, let me wipe your thighs off. Please throw this away on your way to the bathroom. Thank you. Oh my god, jeez. He sure squirted all over you. It's run down your leg. Michael, didn't I tell you to go sit down? I already told you. That's Jake's penis. It's bouncing around like that because he's just been ejaculating. Haven't you, Jakey? Oh. He's still pumping a little. No, don't worry. It'll stop in a minute. Oh, please. As if you've never done that to yourself before. Well, your own penis looks like it's doing a little bouncing of its own, mister. Yeah. I can see the tent you're popping in your shorts. Go, sit down. Let's let Jake calm down. No, it'll just go back into the sheet on its own. We just have to leave him alone. No hurry. Your sister's waiting at the table for us. Michael? No arguing, young man.